Best-line news. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Some good news in the latest unemployment reports.
The Labor Department is reporting a surprisingly strong 178,000 jobs that were created in March, a rebound from a dismal February. The unemployment rate for March dropped to 4.3%. Companies have been reluctant to hire because of higher interest rates, uncertainty over President Donald Trump's policies, and not knowing how artificial intelligence will affect their businesses. Most economists say the impact of the Iran war and higher energy prices are probably not fully reflected in last month's numbers. Donna Warder, Washington.
Two U.S. military planes were shot down in separate incidents on Friday, escalating tensions in the ongoing conflict. One fighter jet was shot down in Iran. A U.S. crew member was rescued, but another remains missing. Separately, Iranian state media reported a U.S. A-10 attack aircraft crashed into the Persian Gulf. We're learning of a health episode involving one of the Supreme Court's conservative justices. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The High Court spokeswoman says Justice Samuel Alito fell ill at an event in Philadelphia last month and was treated for dehydration before returning home to suburban Washington. The Supreme Court statement says Alito's illness did not require an overnight hospital stay, and he was back on the bench the following Monday. Alito, who turned 76 this past week, is the second oldest member of the Supreme Court after 77-year-old Justice Clarence Thomas. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The White House is releasing details of President Donald Trump's 2027 budget, including a $1.5 trillion defense spending request. No activity on Wall Street today due to Good Friday. This is SRN News. The National Center on Sexual Exploitation is out with its Dirty Dozen list.
The annual rundown highlights digital businesses that the center accuses of profiting from online sexual exploitation. This year's Dirty Dozen includes such behemoths as Amazon, TikTok, and Android. NCSE spokesman Haley McNamara says, quote, "When social media executives knowingly allow predators to reach children, when digital platforms enable image-based sexual abuse to flourish, it is time for them to be called out and exposed." Michael Harrington reporting.
A local Tennessee library board has fired the county's top librarian for refusing to comply with its vote to move more than 100 LGBT books from the children's to the adult section. The Rutherford County Library Board voted 8-3 to remove Library System Director Lou Ann James. She claimed relocating the LGBT children's titles would violate her First Amendment rights. SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Some good news in the latest unemployment numbers.
The Labor Department is reporting a surprisingly strong 178,000 jobs that were created in March, a rebound from a dismal February. The unemployment rate for March dropped to 4.3%. Companies have been reluctant to hire because of higher interest rates, uncertainty over President Donald Trump's policies, and not knowing how artificial intelligence will affect their businesses. Most economists say the impact of the Iran war and higher energy prices are probably not fully reflected in last month's numbers. Donna Warder, Washington.
Iran continued to fire on targets across the Middle East, attacks on Gulf energy infrastructure, and in the Strait of Hormuz, and oil prices skyrocketing. The financial markets were closed today for Good Friday. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.